Podtacular, episode 141, the Storm Campaign Show for the week of January 3rd, 2007.
Did you see me in that fight? Oh my god, it was like bow, bow, and he's like, no, no, and I'm like, yeah, huh? Bow, bow, pew, 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 whoa, I'm good.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Former Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Lil Kook.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us once again there, Lil Kook.
My pleasure.
What have you been up to nowadays?
Not much. Just hanging around the forums, playing a lot of Halo 3.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's something I haven't been able to do lately.
Yeah, because my internet's been down, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man. Now, I hear you got a PS3 you got recently, JVB.
Yes, I did, actually, and I've been trying that out. I've been trying out different games. Not Call of Duty 4. Unreal Tournament 2008, Resistance Fallen Man. Played them online. I gotta say, nothing beats the Xbox Live experience. They have a ways to go. That's putting it bluntly.
Interesting.
So. Definitely. I guess I was spoiled.
Yeah. So I mean,
you get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You know, is it worth it being free? You know, is it so bad that you'd rather? I mean, like for instance, is it on par with the original Xbox Live?
Not right now, simply because Sony doesn't force you to buy an earpiece. You can play without one, but that's defeating the purpose, especially if you're going to play an online game.
Yeah.
I bought the iToy, and it comes with a built-in microphone, so I can actually talk, because it picks up the voices pretty well. And then I'll get sound coming out of the speakers, but it's not the same. And also, there's no real dashboard. There's a system blade that crosses. It's kind of like the PS... Well, it's exactly like the PS3. And you have a friends list. You can see what they're playing, but you can't interact with them the way you can with Xbox Live. And that feels weird. And I also found myself playing these games and thinking about achievements.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh... I forgot there aren't any achievements, so it's definitely an experience when you go from one to the other. If you're accustomed to Xbox Live, you're gonna expect the same things. Like I was expecting to play music in the background, couldn't do that.
Yeah,
I was expecting to continue downloading while I was watching a movie, couldn't do that. So there's certain things. I mean,
yeah.
Both machines cater to different things.
Yeah. I guess some games play pretty much the same online, though, right? Like, for instance, Skate, I'm sure. Like, Skate has this... It seems like a totally weird online interface for Xbox, but I realized a bit later on, like, oh, I know why they did this for the PS3, because they don't have any online built-in thing going on. So
really?
they have this thing called the Skate Messenger, where basically it shows you what your friends are doing and you can check out your friends' profiles and things like that. And like in Halo, a lot of that's integrated with the dash. I mean, some of it's just unnecessary. But you know, with Skate, just being able to see what your friends are doing, that's built into this virtual Sidekick, the T-Mobile Sidekick. So that you flip it open and one of the tabs on it is to see what your friends are up to and stuff. So
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Xbox Live
and that's also on the... That's similar to what Burnout Paradise has, where you hit on the right D-pad, mm-hmm. and your friends list pops up. So that I can see where pretty much what they did with the PlayStation 2, they left it up to the developers mm-hmm. to integrate their own online community software, I guess. Because Resistance does have clan support, and it does have some type of community involvement, but it's just not the same. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that was an unscheduled PS3 discussion.
Yeah. Now back to our regular schedule program.
Back to our regular schedule.
Well, Lil Kook, though, I understand you're doing this Podtacular, was it the Podtacular Stories, or what is it called? I forget.
Oh, Podtacular Adventures?
Yeah. What is this thing about?
Oh, I started this 8 or 9 months ago. Back before the Halo 3 beta was out, and it was just Crackdown. So what I did was I took members from Podtacular, and I made a whole story about them being in the Crackdown game. Mm-hmm. And eventually I got to them being in the Halo 3 beta, and I just went on with that. And then about 6 months ago, I just stopped. And so now, 6 months later, just recently, I just did another episode. And apparently people are liking it, so I look forward to doing more.
Cool.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
And where can we find that?
You can find it on the forums at podtacular.com.
Nice.
It's, the thread is the return... Well, you can go to the Podtacular Adventures in the search bar, and the new one is in the thread, the return of the Podtacular Adventures.
Right on.
Cool. Yeah, I certainly remember the, beginnings of that.
Humble beginnings.
The beginnings. So what do we have in store for our loyal audience there, Fumo?
Well, this is the Storm Campaign Show this week, and we're going to be talking all about how to do well on the Storm, which comes right after Savo Highway on Campaign.
The Storm.
This is that great level where, one of the faves, definitely, where you go through and, you deal with these big open areas in Voi when you finally get there, or Voi, or however you pronounce it. And and you go through a few different kind of in-between areas between these big open areas where there's some kind of compact fighting, you got a lot of enemies in a small space, but then it breaks right back out into an open space. You got lots of ghosts, you got wraiths, you got the anti-air wraiths that you have to take out, and of course there's the scarab, the first scarab that you encounter that crawls over the side.
Yes.
And last but not least, you get around and you deal with the Brute Chieftain and cruise around to the stationary gun until it finishes up in the teleporter. But we've got some people that have sent in some really cool and helpful stuff on this map. There's also a skull, which we'll go into. Lil Kook and I got to play through this on co-op right before we started, so we're pretty fresh in the whole deal. So, so why don't we start it off? JVB, you want to be the first one here?
Why, certainly. Okay, little Abbott and Costello. Now we have one here from Lance 59. He said, "Hey guys, it's Lance 59 here again with some tips for the Storm." He played it on Heroic, he says. So here's a few key points. After the fun drive at the beginning where you need to open the first door, hit the switch as fast as you can and throw a frag into the group of jackals and grunts below. Then turn around as a few guys come up behind you. Dealing with that, move to the next switch and play hide and seek down the large hallway. When dealing with the first area, make your way down the pier thing and grab the sniper rifle and missile pod, then start working back down the pier. Shooting out the wraith in the back before it owns your marines, and then ride down to get the wraith, to get the next tank. I had stolen the ghost, so that was pretty handy. When going to the next block, getting a ghost is better because you can actually get the firepower inside. Moving into the next wraith area, take a rocket launcher, but don't use it. Save it for later. When the Scarab comes, hide behind a wall with the missile pods on either side for a few seconds, then without detaching it, jump on and start killing. You can also just ride straight to these turrets to get the tanks and ghosts earlier on. I had the Scarab down in under 30 seconds doing this. Wow, pretty impressive.
Wow.
Then go up the crane elevator and grab a bunch of sniper ammo. Moving on, take one of the machine gun turrets from the marine bunkers and then use it on the brutes. The further down you use the RL on the hunters, it goes further down, use the RL on the hunters that show up. Easy kills. Use the remaining shots on the hammer monkey and other enemies. Leave the grav hammer until you need to charge the giant. The jet. What was this? I'm assuming he
the
says.
Stationary turret, yeah.
Yeah. He said he put Gigant. For this
Gigant.
Part. Yeah, Gigant. For this part, I recommend staying as far back as possible. You have plenty of sniper ammo. When you run out and need to charge, run back. Grab the hammer and then own and pwn, killing enemies. I mean, happy killings. Lancenot 59.
Nice. All right. Well, he's
Hammer Monkey.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff in here, definitely, including the Hammer Monkey, of course. So, well, let me see. Dude, we got to kind of break this down a little bit, actually, because he goes into mucho detail. Dude, he's talking the first part, right, about hitting that switch first off. I think that's a super good idea, because, like, you know, heading in there and trying to go over the top and take those guys out, everybody's, like, you know, chucking stickies back at you and firing back at you on Legendary anyway. And it becomes a total pain, but if you can just get over there and open that door, then you can get a whole bunch of reinforcements with your Marines with a Jeep cruising in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played it on Legendary, but I played it on 4-player co-op, so I had an advantage of having teammates surrounding me.
Right.
But yeah, even with that, it was tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good to just, like, open the door and chuck a few grenades in there and just hide.
Definitely. I found a bunch of spots on this level where you can just kind of, the enemies are all clumped together, and you can just huck some grenades and just wipe them all out, you know? Like, there was this one, in one of those warehouses in between the open areas where there was, like, 6 or 7 brutes just kind of, like, having a little tea party, you know? It's like, alright, we'll throw a grenade over there. Took them all out, pretty much.
With tea and crumpets.
Yeah, the whole thing, man.
He also put a little PS over here. He says if you put a frag grenade under the trucks on this level, they will explode.
Oh. Fragging trucks.
The trucks explode.
Really? Oh, huh. I get it.
Ah, so Bungie.
Yeah.
Took a little hint. Fragging trucks.
Definitely. So he's talking about playing hide-and-seek down that large hallway, and I think I remember what he's talking about there, Lokugan and JB, when you're going through that hallway after you get through that area. There's, like, this real wide hallway, and then they have this upper area on the right side, but there's, like, a crap load of enemies in the middle of the hallway. But just, like, you know, staying just outside of it and then chucking some grenades down there, you know, seem to do really well to take those guys out. And, of course, if you have Grunt Birthday Skull on, you can just headshot those grunts and take those guys out, no problem. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much straightforward.
Pretty awesome, though. I wonder how many times he had to play it in order to get that type of strategy going.
Yeah, really, because he's going through it on every single little part here. He must have, like, gone through and then, like, you know, written a note, and then paused it, and written a note, paused it, et cetera, because he's going from beginning to end. So
that's now, advanced tip writing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's detail right there. He's talking about that first open area, too, which I found to be, like, the toughest part, probably, in the whole level. And Lil Kook and I had some pretty heavy trouble with that. But he's talking just what you were saying, Lil Kook, to where, like, as soon as you get into that area, try to get over to that opposite side anti-air wraith, or not, it's not an anti-air wraith, it's just a regular wraith that gets dropped by a dropship. and yep. use that to go take out the anti-air wraith and some of the rest of the stuff. Of course, we had trouble doing that on Legendary because, you know, you get close to that wraith and then he's just firing that, that short gun at you and just wipes you out in a few shots. So.
Oh, yeah, forget about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a little too cocky a few times myself.
Yeah.
Things are off. When they dropped the wraith, we couldn't get in it. It was, like, stuck. Like, half of it was on the ground, half of it was on the ledge right above the ground. So there was no way we could kill it, and so I just jumped on top of the wraith and beat down the guy without even getting in.
Yeah. That was weird. It was like, you could it didn't give you the press RB to board or anything. It just, but the thing was still firing, so it was like double trouble, so sometimes you just gotta do that, but, yeah, but like, that's the thing, is like, that wraith really like, wipes out that map, because you can't just stay in one place and like, try to take out a few vehicles or enemies and stuff, and then just move on to the next one, because that wraith will just wipe you out, you know, he'll fire from all the way across the map and take you out, so it's like, you gotta keep moving throughout that whole section. Another thing I found is like, is hopping on the ghost and dealing with like some of the other ghosts. That's like a little tricky because you can only pretty much take one ghost at a time. I mean, even that, sometimes you'll lose the battle because like, you know, because on Legendary it gets pretty tricky, but you definitely gotta find a place to use some cover in the whole process, and you know, or just let them get past you and then turn around and shoot them while they're running away and stuff, so. Yeah, it becomes really
difficult. If you try to take out one ghost with your ghost, like two other ones will just come and team up with you and you'll be dead meat.
Exactly.
So you gotta be really careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took us quite a bit of time and we kept going, dude, what are we gonna do?
Yep. I hear that, man. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, this is one of those ones, especially on Legendary, you just gotta be patient and you gotta take your time instead of trying to run and gun through, and that's like anything in any of these games pretty much once it gets more difficult.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way.
Yep. So is this now this one has a sniper, this area, right?
Yes. He didn't.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay.
When you go across the bridge, or the pier as he called it, and you go up on top of the little building at the end, and you take out everyone on the roof. There's a sniper towards the back of the building, and you can use that to take out some of the grunts and the ghosts.
That's right. That's that building in the center where all the brutes are and everything else, really.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. And then I think there's a missile launcher up there too, right?
Yeah, we found that out after we took out the race. A little too late.
Yeah, can be useful.
Sweet.
So anyway, well, I won't go through the entire thing because he pretty much he covers the basics. But we want to get into some other stuff from other people sent in before we.
We have one from
play all our cards.
Our new friend here.
Yep, that we do. Shotgun friendly. Why don't you go ahead, Loku?
All right. Shotgun Friendly says, "Hey, it's Shotgun Friendly or Friendly Shotgun, whichever you decide to call me."
He's Nene's friend.
Well, this week is, yeah.
That's all I know, man.
I think he is Nene.
Yeah.
I think secretly.
I think so. Yeah. This week is the storm. Finally, this mission is my second to favorite mission next to the Ark, and has one of the best skulls in the game. A good tip for this map is when you reach the Scarab part of the mission, there's a certain area of the area, a transport warthog. Before the Scarab comes, gather up all your Marines with rockets in the back and wait for the Scarab to come. With this amount of firepower, destroying the Scarab should be easy and very entertaining. Once you destroy the Scarab, go up the ramp that leads into the warehouse. If you look to the opposite direction of entrance to the warehouse, there is a missile pod turret. Rip it off and take it with you.
Oh, okay.
The missile pod is a bit hard to aim, but if you practice, it is very powerful and take down some of the toughest enemies in one shot. This is true. The easiest ones are some brute chieftains, as they do not move around so much. Be cautious of your ammo, though, as you only have 8, so use them wisely and accurately. Once you get past the brutes and reach the part of the mission where you have to destroy the anti-air turret, look for a little bunker which has a turret and a sniper rifle. Grab whichever you want and start gunning down the enemies under the anti-air turret. I recommend that before you run in with guns roaring, you should take the sniper, find an angle where you can see the Golden Root Chieftain, snipe him down before heading in, as he has a generator and a fuel rod cannon.
That's a good
all right.
Idea.
Shout out to Facehead for finally solving the mystery of Nene. Did you now?
Yeah, that deserves a story.
Yeah,
there's like this,
the hunt for Nene.
Yeah, they put a forum thread on there like, who is Nene? And like all these people like had these responses of like, well, when I was a kid, they used to call me Nene, or my sister's like nicknamed Nene, or you know, that's my grandpa's name, or something like that. And all of a sudden, these Nenes start popping out of the woodwork, man. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I was trying to be all tough. I'm like, gentlemen, if we must find this beast codenamed Nene, we need action.
Yeah, it was funny, man. Everybody Nene had a relative or friend named Nene after that.
It's funny.
I got a pet rock named Nene.
My praying mantis is named Nene.
All right, I'll finish this up. Shout out to Facehead for finally solving the mystery of Nene. Also, one more thing, Fumo. If I recall, you do not know who Mama Kadabi is. Well, I recently found out that Mama Kadabi was a Latvia ruler who had 13 correct ways to spell his name. Just sharing some useless information with you guys. Keep on fragging mysterious beasts called Nene, which sparked a hunt that lasted for about a day until it was solved by Facehead.
Okay.
The legend of Nene.
Now I know who Mama Kadabi is and Nene, so...
Yeah, right.
My life is now complete.
Ever since I was a young lad, I've been looking for who Mama Kadabi is.
Since I was a young lad, I can now die.
I can sleep again.
Just thank the Lord for Mama Kadabi.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Well, there's a very brief one here. You want to read that one?
Cini, I think, T-S-I-N-N-I, says, in the storm when the scarab enters, I suggest getting on one of the two missile pods on the, getting, I guess he's saying, yeah, getting on one of the two missile pod turrets on the platform by the elevators and continuously shooting it. Get off it whenever it shoots at you, and eventually it will power down and blow up. That's a good idea, actually. That's where those missile pods are. Okay.
I didn't know there was two. I thought there was only one.
I think there's
I guess
two,
there's
like,
one
on
either
side. Yeah, basically
yeah.
One on either side of where the Marines are, like, all bunched up. And, you know, I didn't know until reading some of the stuff that there's an elevator there, too.
I know, yeah.
Have you guys been up that?
No.
Yeah, there's, like, there's an elevator there, apparently, that you can go up that, I mean, I haven't been up it either, but apparently there's one you can use and go up there. It was saying the crane elevator before. So I think you can go up, but I'm not sure. But I think actually someone mentioned something about that in a few comments here as it comes up. But, you know, one thing, he was talking about the scarab there, and I didn't think that was even as difficult as the previous encounter where you have that open area before that, you know, where you got the ghost piling up on you, you got the wraith
keeping you moving.
But then once you get to the scarab, you know, it's really not so bad. You got a few ghosts, but there's not nearly as many piling up on you, and there's no wraith, like, taking you out. So it's just clearing the way for the scarab. And then once you got that, I mean, the way we did it was just... I mean, that would work, too, with those missile pods. But the way we did it is, like, just get on a mongoose with a marine on the back with rockets, and then just have him, like... Because he can just keep firing without even reloading. And
yeah, he doesn't even... Yeah.
And he never runs out of ammo. So you can just, like, you know, make sure that the scarab's not going to fire at you, get at a pretty good distance, and let the marine just fire away until he eventually collapses. and then just jump up and, you know, wipe it out.
Nice.
This is one part in the Halo 3 campaign where the Marines can actually be useful.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we were playing in an earlier part on that, right, where you get to the guys with the construction hats, and dude, they were just like, I think it's time for a sandwich break. They just like weren't even helping at all, dude.
They were like, yeah. Oh,
well, I was just standing there.
They were like, I ain't helping you, I'm Union.
Oh, break, man.
Are you kidding me? I'm Union, dude.
What are you smoking,
I don't
man?
Like it, go talk to the Union guys, man.
Talk to my BA. I speak from experience, of course.
Go talk to my BFF Jill. Come on.
Oh, my BFF Nene.
They don't pay there me you go. To shoot aliens, man. Come on.
Aliens?
I gotta fix Praxis boxes over here.
Let me go
what
lift
kind of aliens are you talking about?
Apparently that was a box factory. Because there's, like, nothing in any of the boxes, you know? Like, here we build boxes. Traxxas.
It's funny, though, because in the future, they still need people to build boxes.
That they do. They can't even do it with machines, and it's, like, freaking 900 years in the future or whatever. Come on! We got teleporter technology and no freaking...
And no automatic box maker.
No mechanized box factories. What the heck, man? Come on,
they're
future.
They're slipping. Plus, we still have Union.
Yeah, exactly. As evidenced by the lazy, hard hat people.
The lazy laborers.
Yeah.
Wow. So, see, you learned something new.
That you do. I think you have Union on Bioshock, too, because those people striking, they had the signs in the beginning. They're everywhere, man. Jeez.
Can't get rid of the Union.
It's too powerful.
Hoffa lives. Yeah, so. All right, so you want to take Samus, or I'll take him?
I think you're up, man.
Yeah.
Samus 117 says, now Samus is female, so I don't know. In Metroid, anyway. Okay, so this level in Halo 3 campaign is one of my favorites, as there are multiple tough spots, like the Scarab, Hunters, and the big turret at the end. Okay, now onto the tips. Now, the first part is easy enough. Just grab a BR from on your Marine sidekicks. Okay, so from one of your... You scrambled a few words there. Go up to where you open the gate, then lob down nades upon your enemies. Once you run out, use that BR you have to get headshots on the grunts and jackals. For the jackals, aim for the side of their shields, shoot, and then when they lose their balance, get a headshot. Before you open the gate, go to the tunnel, get a warthog, and position it outside of it with a marine on the turret. When you open it, our marine buddy will rain unholy death upon our enemies. Your enemies, excuse me. For the anti-air wraith part, go to the sniper on the roof of the house. The Covenant are holding and... Wait. Covenants are there and sniping. Okay, well, kind of mixed me up here. So anyway, he says the Covenant are holding there. I'm assuming that's what he meant. He goes, snipe the grunts off the ghost as well. Okay. Use the assault anti-air wraith glitch. Whoa, there's a glitch?
Yeah.
To pilot
yeah.
it? Mm-hmm. And, oh. Okay, after the sentence, I'll definitely want to know what that is. Okay, use the anti-air wraith glitch to pilot it and take out the blue wraith. Okay. Before we go to the Scarab part, what exactly is the anti-air wraith glitch? Because I've been out of whack past month or so.
Well, go ahead, Loku.
Apparently there's this glitch that you can do. I don't know how to do it, but apparently I think it's something you like crouch three times or something, and you can take out the pilot of the anti-air wraith, and you can actually take control of it and basically board it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I guess you can use that, and you can fire the guns on the anti-air wraith as well. Which I didn't realize. I thought you could only just board it and, like, cruise around it, and I didn't realize you could fire the gun, so... Yeah, so then you could just fire on the Wraith and take that out, and that would, dude, that would be a big help. That's a good idea.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Of course, it's tricky. You gotta get up on the anti-air Wraith, and you can't destroy it, and you can't kill the guy in it. You have to have a way of, like, switching you out with the guy in it. I don't know how to do it either, but if you look it up online, I'm sure you guys can...
Definitely.
But it is a little glitchy, a little tricky, but, you know, it's doable.
Yeah, it certainly comes in handy, that's for sure.
No doubt.
Okay, he says, now for the scarab part. Get on the Mongoose with a Marine that has a rocket launcher and make a straight line for the missile pod turrets. Mm. Position your Goose in a place where he can cover you while you're on your turret. Oh. This is a great place to get the Close to the Sun achievement, as you can kill a Banshee if it gets close enough. When the Scarab appears, spam it with missiles until its legs buckle. Use the elevator to jump onto the walker. Work your way to the back, destroy the power supply, then run away as if all hell was chasing you. Work your way through the foundry-like warehouse till you come to the Hunters. By this time, I was looking around for any weapon that I had that had any ammo. Till I found the shotgun, which I found worked very well against the Hunters. I don't know how I got past the Chieftain, but as soon as you kill him, use his hammer to kill the rest of them. Work your way up the hill, grab a plasma turret, then blast at the blue ball on the underside of the big turret. Congrats, you completed the storm on heroic or legendary. Keep on fragging trucks, guys. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, I never had the nerve to go up to a Hunter and use the
shotgun
like that.
Yeah, because
I never had
like
the blue ball on the underside to do that type of thing.
Well, you know, their number two looks a little different. That's all. They're aliens. Give them a
No matter how you look at it, they still have it.
Yeah, there's this weird actually part in that foundry area where the Hunters come in. That Lukuk and I found, it's like right before you walk into that room where the Hunters are at, there's like this big doorway before that, and just on the right side of the top floor of that, there's this strange room. It has this giant gaping hole in it for like no particular reason.
Oh yeah.
And then like the room is lit up like super bright, as if it had like 5 or 6 floodlights all just like aimed at the walls and stuff, and it's just blasting bright. But there's only like these 3 dinky like fluorescent lights in the ceiling.
Yeah.
So there's like not nearly enough light source to actually cause all the light in that room. And then it's like you fall down, and then there's pretty much just 2 rooms. I keep saying like. There's these 2 rooms where the only exit is the windows pretty much. And yeah, it's a little weird. It's like that room is kind of pointless, especially being the giant hole in it, considering there's no really way that the hole could have gotten there. Unless, like, somebody, like an alien just ran in and just dropped a grenade and just blew it up for no reason.
Stupid humans, I'll blow up your lighted up room.
But
take
whatever.
That, well-lit area. I will make this too bright for you. Take that.
What now, noob?
Yeah.
Chieftain, you had to see what I just did.
Maybe the Hunters went up and maybe the Hunters went up and dropped a giant glowing blue ball or something. That'd probably do it.
Radioactive poop melts through your floor and lights up the room.
What now? Suck us.
Alright, so what do we have next here? Big Rubes? Big Rubes writes in saying...
Yeah, I actually thought that was something else when I first read it.
Yeah, me too.
Big Rubes. Big Noobs.
Like, I saw him on the phone.
Oh, that's
like,
an R, not a B. Okay, cool.
Big Tubes. Big... All right. So big he says. Boobs. Big rubes.
Boobs. That's how Scooby Doo says it. Boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs. Right. He says, out of rocket ammo or just bored of shooting rockets at the Scarab on the level of the storm? Well, here's an alternative on how to get on the Scarab on the level. Once, after defeating the Scarab, I noticed that there was a crane-looking thing to the left of the area where the Scarab appears. Upon inspection of the thing, I found out that there was an elevator. Once reaching the top, there's a sniper to the right and a long catwalk, and that was when it hit me. I could jump a mongoose off this thing and land it on the Scarab. I tried it, and it actually worked. You just have to wait till the Scarab is right in front of the catwalk. I also posted a forum topic on this, so search my name and take a look. Love the show. Keep on falcon punching brutes in the face. Big rubes.
Nice. Falcon punch!
Yeah. So
falcon!
So
the Scarab was walking on the catwalk, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I killed my little Scarab on the catwalk.
Two Scarabs walk into a bar. I went up on the catwalk.
Ah.
So that's
Scarab and a brute.
Scarab and a brute walk into a bar and say, wow, those are some big rubes you have there. So that's the...
Is that a lit blue bowl? In your pocket, or you just happen to see me?
Whoa, this room is bright. Is that a hole in your floor?
Wow, it's illuminated very well. Oh, damn.
So that's the. I guess that's the.
They come in handy now, don't they?
Yeah, really. Man, it'd be nice to have big rooms and glowing blue spheres
on the belly balls.
Oh man, but yeah, I guess that's what he's talking about with that crane. There is that. I guess it's a service elevator where you can actually get a mongoose in there so that you can just
that's
drive
where
it
the
out
the boxes
top.
Go up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the box from the box factory, man. They got to do something with them.
They need a crane just to lift the box.
Man, anti-gravity technology, and they got to use cranes? Man, no wonder we're getting defeated by the Covenant, man.
Where's the realism in this game?
Jeez. 2550. You should use a man cannon for that, man. Maybe that's the actual use of a man cannon. Never could figure that out. It's like, we're just going to aim these anti-gravity like things like way at an angle so they shoot things way up into the sky and then land smack on the ground. Perfect.
Land wherever they may land.
Why don't we just build that into the architecture? Could be real useful someday.
I don't want to work... I don't want to walk 50 yards. I'll just take the ground.
I can't.
Land,
I'm not
your
a.
Legs.
Exactly. I can't. I'm not a cybernetic super soldier with overshields on. Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that when we built these.
Oh, this is a. My ankle.
Who made these stupid mad cannons?
Darn you to heck!
Darn you to heck.
Grunt! Who are you calling a grunt?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
So that is a cool idea, though, like jumping the mongoose right off at the top of that. Like, right into the, you don't even need to, like, to make the legs buckle on the, you know, on the Scarab. You can just jump the mongoose right off of it and just cruise right into the onto the Scarab and then just destroy the core and you're good.
Nice.
That would be fun to try, of course. It would take forever to get it. You know, the timing just right, and then you'd be like,
man,
oh, forget
it. Together.
No, oh, no, kill myself.
Half an hour from the walk back.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Now I gotta go and take out all these guys just to get up here. And
definitely worth the shot, though.
For sure.
All right, so, little Kook.
Alright.
You're next.
Heavenly Yeti says, The Storm. It's a great level to show off at parties or to that PS3 owner hiding in the corner.
Aww.
Sorry. From the music to atmosphere to combat, this part of the third volume is epic. To get the achievement for scoring on this rainy day in Africa, play on at least normal with the following skulls turned on. Tough luck, famine, thunderstorm, and fog. If you do that, then I'm pretty sure you'll get the achievement and be one step closer to that sweet, sweet katana / marathon helmet / blanket. Shout out to Mike, Jose, and Robert.
New boy band.
Keep on fragging trucks driven by a green elephant named Rupert and his dashing sidekick, Winky.
Winky. Nice.
My name is Rupert, and I shall rain terror on your lands with my sidekick, Winky.
Come on, Winky.
Oh, man.
Dang.
Green elephant. Nice.
You got the boy band, you got the dynamic duo of exotic animals with weird names. That's a good
recipe
for a
movie, man. I feel sorry
for
Winky when Rupert takes a dump. Winky, where are you?
Yeah. Winky, are you okay? I quit, man.
Dude, I told you, look where you're pooping.
I'm sorry, man.
This is the 37th and a half time. Come on.
And a half. That was an accident, all right? That doesn't count.
I don't remember.
I thought
you
it was a fart.
Loaf.
Okay.
Hey, this beans taste pretty good, actually.
Oh, that was pretty nasty.
Opening beans.
It does keep me warm. Yes.
So, is there any specific, like, reasons these skulls are good for this level?
Not that I can, think of, no.
Yeah, I've actually okay. haven't tried a skull yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You should, man. First one's free.
Yeah. Dude, man, try it, man.
Let's try it. You'll like it, I swear.
Alright, so Psalm 116, he says, Happy New Year, Podtacular. Happy New Year to you. The Storm is a great mission to grab 4 easy achievements. Askar, campaign metagame achievements. Catch Skull. Gold Skull, found in this level. Too close to the sun, destroy an enemy Banshee with a missile pod, and assault. When you finish the 4th level, mission. On the camp of the campaign on normal, heroic, or legendary. He also says, before you start, make sure you turn on the campaign scoring feature found under edit options for the Askar achievements. Don't worry if you weren't able to collect any of the skulls from prior missions, because getting 15,000 points won't be a problem due to the amount of ships and vehicles found in this level. The Storm has 1 of the 9 skulls found in this game, the Catch Skull. When turned on, grunts and brutes throw more grenades. Remember, you have to start from the beginning of each level, or the skulls will not appear, which happened to a bunch of my friends, and they actually got quite annoyed at that. So, also, he says the Catch Skull is considered one of the toughest to find and get, but here's the key. When you first encounter the 2 wraiths, one orange, one purple, near the beginning of the mission, you cannot destroy the orange wraith or the skull will not appear on the top of the silo.
Oh.
Far right from the orange wraith. When you clear out all the surrounding enemies, leaving the orange wraith, grab a vehicle or deploy cover to jump and grab the skull that is found on the top of the silo. When you come close to an area with the Scarab Showdown, use 1 of the 2 stationary pod launchers found in this level and lock onto a Banshee for the Too Close to the Sun achievement and destroy the rest of the ships and the vehicles to rack up major points. For your meta campaign scoring achievement, remember to lock on the legs of the Scarab to take it down. Hope this helps. Take care, guys. Yeah, you certainly showed me where to get that skull, because I had no idea it was there.
Yeah, it's on top of... Yeah, Loku called
the
me.
The silo. Mm-hmm. Oh, you had that one?
Well, he helped me with that one. I didn't even know it was there, but...
When me and FOMO.
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 Are you in matchmaking? Wow. FOMO. Well, someone called me FOMO Jivy the other day. I was like, J-I-V-E. How? I mean, if you can't pronounce that, just quit the English language right now. It's pretty straight. I mean, if it was FOMO Hive, would they say FOMO Hivy, you know?
Getting Jimmy
Wood.
Jimmy.
Anyways, me and FOMO. Dang it!
Me and FOMO.
Go ahead.
Okay,
so anyway, yeah.
Me and FOMO, we were trying to look for the skull and it wasn't there. And we were like, why isn't it there? But now I find out that you have to keep the wraith alive.
Yeah.
Cool.
Makes it tricky. All right. I understand there's actually another, if I remember right, there's another skull right at the end of this, but it's very, 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 very difficult to get. And even with multiple people playing on Legendary. Chucky was telling me about it the other day, but honestly, I don't remember it. Well, they didn't even tell me what it was because they were like, "Forget it. We're not going to try to get it here. It's going to take all day." So,
I think it's actually. I don't think it's at the end of this level. I think it's actually at the very, very beginning of the next level, where you have to shoot the flood off of the building, and he'll drop it.
Oh, that must have been there. They were talking about that. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. It's nice. At the very beginning of this level.
That explains it. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, anybody could go online and try to find ways to get these skulls, but
yeah,
I definitely stood away from that and tried to do the right thing and do it on my own, but no.
Yeah, me too. No, but I mean, if I'm going through in Legendary and someone's like, "Hey, there's a skull, do you have it?" I'm like, "No, actually, let me go grab that," you know. Mm-hmm. If I'm going through on co-op anyway, I mean, I'm not going through just to get the skulls, but hey, you know, it still counts if you get them, so whatever.
Oh, of course. And it's achievement points, too.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, some of them are achievements, some of them aren't, but the way it works. But I definitely got to go for that Too Close to the Sun achievement on this level. Because
me too.
Man, I kept trying to do that, especially on Valhalla. I'll go right for the missile pod and wait for a Banshee to come up. I'm like, come on, Banshee, come on, baby. You know, and then they just like don't even take off. I'm like, what the heck, man? Is your Banshee in the shop or something? Jeez.
I didn't know about that. I went on the level, the Covenant, and I had a Spartan Laser Knight, and I got a Banshee out of the air with one of those, but that was really hard, so now that I know, I could have just done it with this, saved myself a lot of time.
Definitely, man.
Hey, you did it in a more dramatic fashion.
Yeah. I took a screenshot of it.
Nice.
Drama.
Drama. All right, drama, so let's wrap this homie up.
Let's do that. Send in your comments, etc.
Drama for my baby's mama. Sorry about that.
Drama. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
And be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, and digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to their show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you. Hey, also shout out to Godfrey and Gamertag Radio for getting on the Inside Xbox area on...
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yes.
You know, on the Xbox Online. That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
They just released their award show, third annual award show, and made it to the Inside Xbox. So make sure you download that and give it a good listen there.
Yep.
Not a bad listen, a good list. Hey, I also want to say, Fumo Jive, aren't we up for an award there?
Yeah, actually, we are up for some awards at the Second Foundation. If you guys check out podtacular.com, we've got details for that. We're up for an award, I know, for the summer tournament that we had this year, for the coolest tournament, among other things. Most active community, I think, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out at podtacular.com. Absolutely. We got the details there. And thanks to SegaFoos for having us on there, dude.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, while you're there, check out the other great Halo community sites out there, too, that are nominated for awards. But, of course, vote for us.
But, of course.
Yes.
That's right. And check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network. We got Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and the GCN Video Game Show. All great shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget to check out Oopie at the Blue Skittle Magazine at blueskittle.com.
Yep.
And the new issue is out, so... our very own Dialpex is one of the staff members there.
Yep.
So give it it's a well-designed magazine, online magazine, with a lot of interesting articles that revolve around the community.
So yes,
go over there and show some support.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm JVB.
And I'm Lil Kook.
And once again, thanks a lot, Lil Kook, for coming on.
Appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.
Keep on fragging trucks and dropping shiny, glowing
blue balls
through floors.
On the wiener dog.
Yeah, the wiener dog. And
I know.
Be careful with those big rubes.
Keep on fragging alien nannies. They're out there somewhere.
Nanny.
Wart.
I am Nene, hear me, Wart.
Fear me, peasants. I am Lord Nene, Doctor of Evil.
With my sidekick, Winky.
Get him, Winky.
There's only one thing left to say.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings. Honest work out in the field. Cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am.
I was born country, and that's why.
Hey, I only have one edit.
Woo-ha! Hey, yeah! Now swing your partner around and round.
Aww.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right, down.
Dude, we need to put that in your greatest hits album, man.
Oh man. Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing.
Wow, we should be country.
That was pretty good, dude. You,
we got, practice it every day.
We can cry about Winky the dog getting pooped on by his elephant superhero right. Friend.
Oh, you like that. And, you know, being in Florida, you
got pooped on by his elephant superhero.
I got vanilla ice cream when I wanted chocolate chip. And now I'm gonna shoot my dog.
I'm gonna shoot him right in the head.
It's $25.99 and us humans can't seem to automate a box factory.
Whatever happened to Halo 3?
You know, we got bum. Trouble in the future.
We had trouble in the past.
My God, I swear he has a big old bone in the pocket of his pants. Hee-haw!
We got big rooms yeah, in the house.
I got the muffins in the stove.
And glowing hey, balls drop on the floor.
Okay. Come on.
Give the room an unnatural light. That was classic, man.
Yeah, they sing about anything, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I ran out of toilet paper, so I grabbed my little chihuahua. I said, hey, Scruffy, I'm sorry, but I gotta wipe my butt.
I ran out of chihuahua, so I used a cardboard roll of the paper.
Now my anus is bleeding, just like it did in prison.
Oh, man.
So come back here, chihuahua.
I got my batch in reserve.
As Billy Ray Cyrus called him, he's like, damn, that was a country hit if I ever heard of one.
That's number one right there.
At the top four, it's still right there.
I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
this week on the GamerCast Network. Uncle Gamer has a surprise announcement to make. You have to listen to episode 60 for details. The video game show closes out 2007 with a mighty whimper in episode 71. Gamertag Radio has the Xbox Community Awards hosted by Doc Adams. On Achievement Junkie, join Nelson and Natalie as they show you how to raise your gamer score. Sarcastic Gamer discusses Xbox Live going down while Lano hunts for Rock Band. Go to Podtacular for the latest news from the unofficial Halo universe. To discover the website that brings you all of these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.